From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Turkey has continued a post-coup attempt crackdown, dismissing hundreds of military personnel and shutting down dozens of media outlets. Arrest warrants have been issued for scores of journalists. U.S. spokesman John Kirby said such moves represent a troubling trend.
We have urged President Erdogan to show restraint, to act within the rule of law, and to avoid actions that would lead to further violence and instability. We obviously support bringing the perpetrators of the coup to justice, and we also continue to stress the importance of upholding democratic principles and the rule of law through the process.
But Atlantic Council analyst Aaron Stein said the crackdown has wide support among those backing the government of President Recep Tayyip Erdogan.
What's going on in Turkey has the support of a lot of people. And I would say a vast majority of Turks believe that the crackdown is both justified and matches with what took place last sort of Friday and Saturday night Turkey time. And so there is a narrative clash going on between, say, the Western countries and Turkey about the way in which to respond to this coup.
Tens of thousands of military, police, academics, judges, and civil servants have been fired, suspended, detained, or questioned for alleged links to exiled Muslim cleric Fethullah Gulen. Thousands lined the streets of Kinshasa Wednesday, cheering and welcoming home Congolese opposition leader Etienne Tshisekedi, who spent the last 2 years having medical treatment in Belgium.
C'est l'événement de début du changement dans un pays.
The leader of the opposition Fonders Party, Joseph Olenga Nkoyi, said his return marks the beginning of change. He said the people's aspirations don't include the government of President Joseph Kabila. The opposition hopes Tshisekedi's return will revitalize efforts to keep Mr. Kabila from hanging on to power beyond the end of his 2 terms in December. This is VOA News.